Tomorrow marks 78 years since the U.S. was plunged into World War II with the Japanese air raid on Pearl Harbor. And this is what it might have sounded like if you were listening on that fateful Sunday when the news broke on the radio. On NBC, announcer H.V. Kaltenborn told millions of shocked Americans what happened.
Good afternoon, everybody. Japan has made war upon the United States without declaring it. Airplanes, presumably from aircraft carriers, have attacked the great Pearl Harbor naval base on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands and have attacked Manila, capital of the Philippines.
The population of people who even remember December 7th, 1941 is dwindling fast, and we're down to only a precious few left who actually survived that day in Hawaii and lived long enough to tell their stories. As it turns out, at least two of them are here in Arizona. Earlier this year, we introduced you to former Navy machinist Jack Holder of Sun Lakes.
My section just fell in for muster, and when the section leader started roll call, we heard a screaming aircraft. And moments later, a terrible explosion. We run outside, and the hangar beside us received the first bomb that fell in Pearl Harbor.
Holder, who recently celebrated his 98th birthday, told me it took him seven decades to even talk about the harrowing experience.
I didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell my golfing buddies. I was a World War II vet. But I met a young lady. She started asking me a lot of questions. She said, "You got to come out of the closet." It's changed my viewpoint on a lot of things, I guess. And yes, it's, I guess, a relief for me. And actually, it's an enjoyment.
And today, we meet another Arizona survivor of the USS Arizona attack.
Norman R. Fulton joined the Navy in 1940, 10 days after I graduated from high school.
Norvin, or Dick, as he likes to be called, eventually made his way to Hawaii and was there on the day that will forever live in infamy.
I was sitting on my bunk. And Sunday morning, I was sleeping in. I didn't stay there long.
What happened next was indelible.
They strafed the building I was in. It was, boy, I'll tell you, you'll never forget the sound of them bullets pecking the metal roofs. You'll never forget the sound. It's always there.
Did you think you were going to make it? Did you think you were going to die that day?
Didn't have time. It went too fast. Everything was so busy and going. And after the seventh, we hauled ammunition for 3 days and three nights.
He says he lives on to tell his war story for a future generation so they can hear it firsthand.
You see a lot of them running around here about that tall. A lot of kids. That's what the whole thing is about, right there. Those little kids, so they grow up.
Dick Fulton is now 98 years old and lives in Chandler. He and Jack Holder were recently honored in the Phoenix Veterans Day Parade. And Fulton is scheduled to be on hand for ceremonies at Wesley Boland Plaza in Phoenix tomorrow. Although fewer and fewer remain, veterans groups are hopeful of finding more Pearl Harbor survivors.